Our scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 16 through 19, and verses 25 through 30. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, "We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn." For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, "He has a demon." The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, "Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners." Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
Will you join with me as we pray? Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks for this time we have gathered in heart and mind because we need to hear a word from you. And so now we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would pour yourself out on us, that you would take the words of the scripture which we share, the humble words which I will offer, and the thoughts of every single one of our hearts and inspire them. Breathe your life into them. Make them come alive for us so that we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. So it is a joy to be with you this morning. And again, it's a new day in a whole lot of ways. And as I think about, coming and being among you, this is not the way that I would have elected to do it. Truth be told, I would much rather be us all gathering together. But we do what we need to do. And so I'm going to ask for your patience, because I expect it's going to take me longer than normal to be able to know you all by name, and as we learn to be with one another, I ask for your patience and your prayers for all of us as we do this together. This morning, as we enter into the scripture that we have shared already, we find that Jesus is in a place where he's just kind of struggling a little bit with the way people have been responding. In the scripture before where we read, Jesus was talking about John the Baptist, how important his message was and how significant a role John would play, that John had played, that John continued to play. And then we pick up where we started reading this morning, and Jesus just seems a little frustrated. It seems like Jesus is living in a time where of alternate truth. That's kind of our polite way to say when people look at the truth and really kind of choose their own. It's okay sometimes for us to challenge accepted truth, to look at it carefully. That's where a lot of really new discoveries come from, by taking the things that we assume that we already know and really looking at them again closely. But I don't think that's really what Jesus is talking about here. He's talking more about, I reject your reality and I substitute my own. Now, that's kind of funny when this guy says it.
I reject your reality and substitute my own.
But it gets to be not at all funny and even a little dangerous when a lot of people start to say, there's a lot of people who should not be saying, I reject your reality and substitute my own. Leaders, politicians, when it becomes the song of our society, it becomes a problem. Jesus was living in a time like that. When people looked at John the Baptist and said, well, he doesn't eat and he doesn't drink, so he must have a demon. And then they turned around and looked at Jesus, who sat and ate and drank with sinners, and said, wow, he's just a glutton. It's a challenging time to look at what really is the truth. Now, to tell the truth, I would rather not start with this passage. This is not the place where I would have liked to jump in. I'm very grateful to Karen Rickaby for the job that she did with the text. That would be a nicer text to start with, but this is the one the Spirit puts before us. Not only that, in that space that we skipped in this morning's passage, Jesus goes on to say, woe to you. And he names a couple of places where he has preached, where he has done miracles, and people still didn't believe. To tell the truth, that's really not the Jesus we like to hear, is it? We like the Jesus who loves us. We like the Jesus who invites us. We are not quite so fond of this Jesus who challenges us about how we respond to the truth. We're not as fond of this Jesus who calls us out. When we look at the truth and decide that it's inconvenient, so we'll just substitute our own reality. Jesus goes on to call. To call us. He thanks God for all that God has revealed, and that he has revealed it in ways that are simple and faithful and honest and even accessible. That he's revealed it to children. You know, the thing that's interesting about kids is, while kids can tell a lie, typically they don't if there's no purpose to it. And the other thing about kids, that kids tend to believe what you tell them until they get to such a point where their faith has been betrayed and they know that you're really pulling their leg right now. And then Jesus says, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Now notice that Jesus' call comes with both invitation and imperative. It comes with the invitation that we come, that we enter into Jesus' rest. But it also comes with an imperative. Take up my yoke and learn from me. Again, to tell the truth, that's not always something that we want to hear Jesus telling us. We're interested in hearing Jesus talk about the invitation. Come and be with me. Consider carefully. But here Jesus gives us the order. And it's absolutely consistent with the woes. Jesus invites us, but also has expectations for us. Has expectations for us about how we receive the word that Jesus says, how we receive the truth, not only the truth of the world around us, but especially the truth of what is God doing in the world right now. Where do we see God at work? And how do we understand it in ways that are consistent with what we know of who God is, of who Jesus is? Jesus calls us with both imperative and invitation. And the imperative and the invitation is to take up Jesus' yoke. Now, in technical language, a yoke is a way that the rabbis would talk about, this is the bulk of my teaching. This is all the stuff that I teach about how I express how you're supposed to live out your relationship with God. That is all described as that rabbi's yoke. And what Jesus is saying is, come and follow what I teach you. Come and do what I ask. Come and believe what I tell you. Come and rearrange your entire existence around who I am and what I have called you to do. That's my yoke. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I'm going to ask you to absolutely commit yourself without reservation to follow me. But I'm going to ask you that, Jesus says, not to bring you into some terrible burden, some difficult, onerous, miserable way of life, but a way of life that's easy, that's light, a way of life that brings joy, a way of life that brings hope, a way of life that leads to God. It's easy and it's light, as long as we are completely sold out to it. As long as we pledge our lives to Jesus. Because the alternative that Jesus says is woe to you. Woe to you. So this is the good news that we celebrate. That Jesus calls us, that Jesus gives us the imperative, the command, but gives us those so that we might truly find a way of life that brings joy and hope to us and to the entire world. Grace to you and peace. Amen. So this is the God that we serve. Jesus calls us to a yoke that's easy and a burden that's light. So we can go into our days absolutely fearlessly as we continue together to develop hearts for God in a spirit-filled community and to share God's love and grace throughout the world. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.